Truth be told. How do you start gathering a collection of lies that shaped, shook, and sometimes shattered South Africa? I decided to begin with the lies I'd been told and the lies I told and sometimes still tell. My memories took me back to primary school and the one-sided history I was taught about our country, mainly the triumphant Great Trek. I then remembered bitterly cold nights standing guard duty at Veld School after Rooi Gevaar lectures by the Ooms. Journeying back to the present, I stumbled over distortions, deceptions, and decouplets. I asked friends and family about the lies they were told, consulted historians and academics, scoured archives, and trawled Twitter trolls in tinfoil hats to mine trumped-up conspiracies. Lies led to more lies, and like Pinocchio's nose during a fib fest, my list kept growing. My mission soon changed from what lies to include to which ones to scratch off. My hope is that this eclectic mix of falsehoods gives readers a peek into South Africa's past from a new angle, looking through the prism of lies to see how untruths made, and sometimes unmade, the country. The truth shall set us free, but in a multitude of instances down the years, double-dealing, subterfuge, and chicanery have held sway and altered our history. As former ambassador to Bapeti Kosweti Evita Besaidenhout put it, the future is certain, it's just the past that's unpredictable. One of the things I've learned on my journey into fibdom is that retelling history can turn fiction into fact. I also learned that South Africa is bursting at the seams with falsehoods and that lies have consequences, even if the liars often get off scot-free. Myths created, fed, and fueled a racist ideology that led to a crime against humanity and citizens being deprived of their country, their children's future, and sometimes their lives. I learned that South Africa is awash with charlatans, swindling people out of their livelihoods, with one rotten con leaving the stench of frot milk wafting over the country for months. I learned that some liars have suffered for their deception. Investigative reporters in the late 1970s pulled a thread in a web of lies that brought down a cabinet minister and a president. I learned that there are big lies, little lies, and all sorts of lies in between, that there's deceit through embellishment, euphemism, omission, and manipulation. I learned that while a trio of politically connected brothers may have been able to capture a president, in the end they could not capture the truth. I learned that people are gullible even when the facts they're being fed are so obviously lies. And I learned that the bigger the lie, the more it is believed. I learned that if we identify the lies and pick at them, we can take the first cautious steps towards the truth. I learned that lies have warped our politics and that history is as much about the present as it is about the past because we interpret it subjectively and see it through the lens of who we are and what we believe. I learned that you always have to check your sources. I learned that finding the truth requires a dollop of courage, a sprinkle of wisdom, a dash of common sense, a pinch of curiosity, and most of all, the humility to accept that our truth is not necessarily the truth, and that truth can exist beyond our truth, and that's the truth. Finally, I learned that the truth is to be treasured.